Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, the burger, the bad apple, with a bad attitude, hanging with a bad hatter, bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palatial, right across the river to the woods. Some of our grannies coming over for brisket tonight. That means she'll be snapping tubes of the 93 Octane Hybrid in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags to break driving, some kind of fashion, shake it up, she do, but I'm up in the camera, about to fly the party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, but the best is tied to tight of my brains, splattered all over Manhattan, I'm so hot for her, I'm so hot for her, I'm so hot for her, she's so cold. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, along with the Prime Minister today. Cam Stewart is live on a Thirsty Thursday, the birthday roll call. Rajon Rondo, 38, Charles O'Bannon, 49, Aaron Gaby, 50, Michael Chang, 52, Jason Marshall, 53, Sean Jefferson, Mark Chimura, double nickels, Steve Broussard, 57, Brent Severn, 58 with Brad Edwards, Patty LaFontaine, 59 with Joe Riecke and Chris Dudley, VJ Singh, 61, Mike Moore, 63, Julius Dr. J, 74, Dennis Autry, 76, the Van Arsdale Twins, 81, Tom and Dick, and Chet Walker, 84. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. We'll go through the top 25 recap. LSU with the buzzer, the upset of Kentucky and Baton Rouge. We got Terrell Ward with the game winner at the buzzer. George Mason upsets Dayton. At home, Malik Henry throwing one down. The alley-oop. Penn State upsets Illinois. What a comeback in Happy Valley. PSU made three free throws with 3 seconds left for the win. And they hold off the Illini on their last possession on the Big Ten Network. We'll play that for you. Mike Rhodes talks about how proud he is of the team after their win over Illinois. They stormed the court at Penn State, and it was full, that court. In the old gym they went to play at, retro style. Number 13, Alabama beat number 24, Florida in overtime. Duke all over Miami. How about that one? 84-55 Marquette. Same thing with DePaul. 105-71. Kalik, 18 dimes. New Mexico beats Colorado State at the Pit by a bucket. We got Morenci this very hour from Vancouver. We got a ton of unranks to talk about. St. John's holds off Georgetown 90-85. Now all of a sudden, Rick Pitino's walking back all of his comments about how miserable he is and how miserable St. John's is and how miserable their facilities are. It's a little late for that once you've said it, don't you think? Greensboro beats Western Carolina. Clemson all over Georgia Tech blew him out. Oak State beat Cincy in the Queen City. Richmond covered the four at Rhode Island. JMU stomps Marshall 84-58. South Florida gets by Texas San Antonio by five. Too bad they were laying five and a hook. I lost that bet. Memphis in a big game last night. They held Charlotte to just 17 points in the second half. They win big going away 76-52. Providence used a big second half to beat Xavier in the Queen City 79-75. I knew they'd cover at four. Nebraska rolls Indiana at Assembly Hall by 15. They were up 20 at the half. Mississippi State beat Ole Miss in Stark Vegas. Dan Hurley, seen on video, threatening a Creighton student on his way to the tunnel after their loss the other night. Eight players suspended by the Southland Conference for the A&M Incarnate Word brawl during their handshake line the other night. It spilled out all over the court. Everybody was throwing, haymaker, 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 haymaker. Well done with a headbutt. We got your college basketball title odds. Plus, tonight's games, tons of good ones. Rutgers at Purdue, SMU at Florida Atlantic and Boca Chica. Wilmington's at William & Mary, Drexel and Hofstra. Charleston's at Delaware against the Hens. Ohio State in Minneapolis against the Gophers. They cover every time. Grand Canyon at Tarleton, Moorhead State at Western Illinois, Michigan and Northwestern in Chicago, Gonzaga at Portland, Washington State at Arizona and Tucson, Oregon, Stanford at Palo Alto, and Santa Barbara, the Gauchos, going to Irvine to see the Anteaters. Sources say Tim Anderson is signing that one-year deal with Miami. Craig Mish was on the early line predicting that it would happen this morning, and we'll prove it to you. KD says the media isn't aware of his leadership. Vogel says his star leads by example but speaks up when he has to. Tatum says he can be the new face of the NBA. Allen Iverson said he'd average 43 a game in today's NBA. We welcome all of our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 159, Sports Byline, and their affiliates out of San Francisco. Deepak holding it down for us. Good to have you with us. Mafia running it today. Matt Barnes is dropped as the Kings TV studio analyst after he yelled at officials in front of a student broadcaster, some kid from high school doing a game a few weeks ago. Your boy, Matt Barnes, losing his temper. Orlando Magic reported to be a possible destination for Klay Thompson in the offseason. Can you imagine? We've got your NBA best worst against the spread, best over-under teams, win total increases, win total decreases, odds to win the East, odds to win the West, title movement, MVP odds, all today with the Prime Minister. Plus, the NBA double-digit favorites this year. And tonight's games, a bevy of games. The Knicks are in Philadelphia, Orlando at Cleveland, Detroit at Indy, Brooklyn at Toronto, Phoenix and Dallas, Boston at Chicago, Houston, New Orleans, Clippers, OKC, the game of the night, Washington, Denver, Charlotte and Utah, Salt Lake, Shakers and the Lakers, Golden State on TNT late night, LeBron out tonight with an ankle tweak, plus San Antonio, Sacramento. We got the lion's share with Coach Young, per usual, on a Thursday. We got his favorite picks for tonight as well. How about this? Stop the press. Elvis will be in the building. I haven't talked to Dennis Bernstein, I don't think, all season in the NHL because Carver High has stolen Denny from me and talks hockey with him and golf with others when I'm not around. I'm off causing trouble doing community service and I never get to talk to Elvis anymore. It's a crime. Plus, we got today in sports history. Looks like I'll be yelling out all the years and stories and happenings on this very day throughout time. We'll look at everything. The Leafs win in Arizona. I'll tell you what the Leafs win did for me last night, laying a goal and a half. It got me a buck and a quarter on the plus side, baby. Auston Matthews scores his 50th and 51st in his hometown. Fastest to 50 in almost 30 years. We got him scoring the goals. The Bruins beat the Oilers 6-5 in overtime. Charlie McAvoy with the winner. We got all the hockey and tonight's games. 11 games tonight. We'll talk about the East, odds to win the West, odds to win the Cup, betting on the Stanley Cup already, Calder odds, Hart odds, Vezina odds, all of tonight's matchups. Plus, Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider from Philadelphia, joining us today. And we'll get into all the other news, including college football news, on this edition of Coast to Coast. Go with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So these people at BetMGM, I can never figure them out. They're just constantly giving away money. I don't know how they ever survive. I mean, I know they make a lot of money, but when you give it all away to people, I just have a problem with that. They're just constantly giving away bands. You know, you can get 150 in bonus bets instantaneously. All you have to do is use the bonus code SG150. Download the app on iOS or Android or at BetMGM.com. Open your new BetMGM mobile app account. Put five in there. Place a $5 bet, standard odds on anything, and then boom, they're giving you 150 in bonus bets. It is just the craziest thing you've ever seen. I mean, I'm at the Super Bowl. They were giving away 158 to everyone that walked by them. And then the thing ends. You think the party's over. Wrong. They just change outfits and start giving away 150. It really is capitalism at its finest. Speaking of finest, get the Sports Grid app free on iOS or Play Store for Android. It is unbelievable. The app has it all. You can watch the network. You can listen to the network. I showed it to a guy today at physical therapy. He was very excited about it. And then he said, is that you? I said, no, that's not me. That's another guy. And he says, I like him better than you. And I'm like, you don't even know me. And then he punched me in the face. I don't think I'm really swollen that much, though. But when I was done stomping on his head, he was swollen. I just wanted to say that the app is free, and it also has odds and in-game odds, videos, highlights, stories, and more. You're going to love it. Please don't get violent when you see the new app or show it to anyone. Just be a nice human being. Top 25 last night. How about LSU? They upset number 17 Kentucky in Baton Rouge. Terrell Ward hits the game winner at the buzzer to give the Tigers the win in the Bayou on ESPN.
15 seconds remaining, being defended by Ward. Dillingham jumper, got it! Kentucky takes the lead. LSU has a timeout. They're not going to use it. 7 seconds to go. Here goes Wright with five. Wright with three. Driving. Has it blocked. Gets it back. The shot. Good! Tyrell Ward puts it in on a broken play. And LSU wins it. 75-74.
I mean, it really is unbelievable. Prime Minister, that we're together again, foremost. And then secondly, I think that's a bigger story than the LSU win. But I just wanted to say, LSU, over the weekend, upset South Carolina in Columbia when they were, like, getting a bucket load of points. They won the game outright by one, and then they beat Kentucky outright by one at home, and they're not even a good team.
Scott, I got to tell you, for people not paying attention, they were off to a horrible start. The last five out of seven games, LSU's come back from double-digit deficits. So what are they? Good bet on team when they're down because they never quit. You said it. They're only 14-12, but the Tigers getting it done in Alabama. I'll tell you something about Kentucky. They got to learn how to close out those games. They want to be big time. They got to do that. But LSU, let's give them some respect. They're a good second-half team. They're getting it done.
So Kentucky's problem is that they have six guys that can score, and they have no guys that play defense.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Scott. And that's it. Come tournament time, that's why I want no piece of Kentucky. You could look at other teams like Marquette. You could look even Duke. Like, I'm getting these teams at 25-1. I look at Kentucky. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to do it. They don't play enough defense. They can fill the rack, but no D, no championship. I'm with you, Scotty. No futures on the Wildcats.
George Mason upset number 16 Dayton at home. Malik Henry throwing down the polite alley-oop on Masson.
Two Patriots by seven. Okoje too polite across the lane. Loud. Malik Henry throws it down.
And that was a great set play.
I've seen Dayton fumble a couple of games lately, Cam, and I don't understand it. I even watched them play, and I think they were playing Duquesne or something. And I was like, you know, how is this team ranked? They're just not that good. Like, they had this great record, and I think the people are fooled by numbers. They see a team with a great record. South Carolina's a poser. I think Dayton is, too.
I'm with you, Scott. And I always liked the Dayton Flyers for a long time, ever since I was young. They used to be that tournament team and win a couple games and shock the world. But you're right, playing in the A-10, not good enough. You got to beat George Mason, even though they're having a good year. And come tournament time, they're just going to meet a better team from a better conference, and they're going to get beat down.
So Penn State played in their old gym last night against number 12, Illinois, a very tough team that a lot of people like in the NCAA tournament and certainly in the Big Ten tournament. And somehow the Nittany Lions pulled it off 90-89. They got a foul call on a three with 3 seconds left, and the kid made all three. Here's Penn State holding off the Illini on the last possession. The Illini had a shot to win it on the Big Ten Network.
not have a timeout. Penn State leads. First time since late in the first half. Hawkins inbounds to Harmon. Three to go. Harmon into the lane. Gets there. It's all. And Penn State has come back to win.
Now we'll hear from Mike Rhodes, the Penn State coach that no one's ever heard of.
I've been doing this for a while. I'm just a super proud coach tonight. I'm just really, really proud of our guys. I didn't think at all during the game we were complaining. We didn't put our chins down. We didn't put our eyes down. I thought we were great teammates today. That was the one thing I said to him. The last thing I put on the board before we went out to start the game was be a great teammate. And I thought our guys did that. And we just kept fighting. And, you know, I always say, the press can do some pretty crazy things during a game, and you saw that today. And that's why we press, and that's why my teams are going to press. And so I'm just I'm super proud of our team, and found a way. We found a way to win a game against an awesome coach, an awesome program in Big Ten play.
I'll tell you what, the press was the difference. They got a huge steal deep in Illinois' end. Guy was double teamed, tried to put it on the deck. They swatted at the ball. It fell back off of his body. They got a layup. They pulled within two. They went down, got the foul, got the three free throws. It was a crazy finish. And I'll tell you another thing. Penn State kicked Indiana's ass in Bloomington. They're going to play him again Saturday in Happy Valley. And the exact same thing is going to happen again. Indiana can't beat a high school team, let alone a Big Ten team. They are flat out awful. Number 13, Alabama beats number 24, Florida in overtime, 98-93. Duke rolled Miami, 84-55 in Coral Gables. Cam, I don't know if I've seen a Larranaga team take a beating like that. And Duke looks really good right now. Roach and others are playing fantastic basketball. They got the big and Filipowski. Do you think Duke could be dangerous? You said earlier you like their odds in the tournament.
I do. Filipowski is a player, and this team is getting better all the time. Gabe and I talked about it, Scotty, and he's coming up. You're getting these teams, Marquette and Duke, at 25-1. I look at teams around that number, brutal. I'm going to tell you, I like Duke a lot. I think they can go deep in the tournament. That number's too good.
And they got McCain. They got all these guys that can score. Number 7, Marquette destroys DePaul, 105-71. I love this kid, Kalik. 18 dimes, Cam. Anytime your point guard, he's the best in the country, bar none, has 18 dimes in a game. That's all she wrote.
I love Marquette. I love this team. They're battle-tested. They're tough. And come tournament time, they can win close games. I'm a big old Golden Eagles guy, Scott. Love them.
New Mexico and Colorado State, a great game at the Pit in Albuquerque last night. Colorado State covered, but New Mexico won the game 68-66. When we come back, we're going to hook up with your boy and my boy, Morency from Vancouver, and see what he likes tonight and see what kind of shenanigans he's up to.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so we'll get to that in a minute in terms of the concert you're going to. If I start with the concert, they'll remove two of my fingers after the show today. So I have to, the last time I tried to talk rock and roll with Morency, the red phone was ringing. The last time I tried to get Morency to play his new guitar, the red phone was ringing. And just mentioning something other than sports right now, that's why Morency has a red shirt on. What did you think of the, with all these rules and such, what did you think of the Edmonton Oiler Bruin game last night? Charlie McAvoy with the deke move city to win it in overtime in Edmonton. What a game.
I don't know what it is, Scott, about the Boston Bruins that just terrorize every damn Canadian hockey team. It really is amazing. Like, the Montreal Canadiens are the only ones that have gotten the better of the Bruins over the years, and the Canadiens aren't very good right now, so we have to go back in time. But like, honestly, if you think about it, like, the Boston Bruins have terrorized the Toronto Maple Leafs, bro. All right? Like, the Leafs just can't beat them in the playoffs. They beat the Vancouver Canucks in the Stanley Cup Finals. Vancouver, a normally peaceful, chill city, ended up burning the city down. after losing to the Boston Bruins.
Right. Like, I remember.
The Bruins, like, they just, it's, there's something about them. Like, there's, I don't know what it is, and somehow they have fans everywhere in Canada. They get fired up. They got all these Canadian dudes on the team. And I said it last night during the game. The Oilers were down 4-1, Scott, and we were on the air. We took them plus 2.5 goals. And I said, watch, the Oilers will come back, they'll tie the game, and then they'll lose. Because that's just how this is going to play out. And that's exactly how it played out. And look, a team from Canada, bro, hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 1993. And you have Toronto, Vancouver, Winnipeg, and Edmonton. And I'm telling you right now, it's just going to be pain train city for all these teams once the playoffs start. I don't know what it is, why it is. It just is.
Yeah, I don't. I know that's true, but I don't believe it. I think those four teams are so dangerous.
You think one of them can get there?
I do. I really do. Without a doubt. I believe unequivocally that what I said yesterday on FU on ForellOnTheBench.com that I thought this could be a Stanley Cup Finals matchup right here, this Boston-Edmonton game. And then I'm not going to put anything past Hellebuck and the moves they made at that they've already made trades that have been paying off for them in spades. Vancouver's badass. And, you know, I think Toronto, they constantly flop. They're like, you know, the Clippers in the NBA playoffs or whatever. But what did you think of Austin Matthews last night? And what do you think of his numbers? And do you think he's the heart winner the way he's playing?
No, I don't think he's the heart winner.
Why not?
And it's a good question. You know, the Leafs aren't even in first place. Yeah, he's scoring a lot of goals. You know, we talked about this on Sports Rage last night. Is he a great hockey player? Is he a great goal scorer? I don't want to take anything away from him. It really is special what he's doing, though, when you put in context, Scott. The quickest to 50 goals, bro, since Mario Lemieux. All right? Like, that's pretty freaking impressive. Like, when we're going back to that much of a heavyweight. Like, he's so far ahead and scoring more than we've seen in recent memory. Right? I mean, nowadays it's hard to get to 50. You know, the Montreal Canadiens haven't had a 50-goal scorer since Stéphane Richer, bro. And here's Austin Matthews already with 50 with all this hockey left on pace to score like 76 goals now or so, 76, 77 goals.
Right.
It really is. It's unbelievable. You know, is he the most valuable player? I don't know. I mean, they have a ton of other good players on the team. He's a great goal scorer. He's become a better two-way player. But let me say something, Scott. You talked about the Edmonton game last night with Boston. Fun game, 6-5. They're going back and forth. Very entertaining. Vancouver and Minnesota the other day played to a 10-7 game.
Right.
All right, 17 effing goals. 9 goals in the third period scored. How come everybody calls out the NBA as soon as, like, there's, like, oh, they don't even play defense in that league anymore, and nobody knows this. Have you watched the NHL this week? You watch the NHL over the last, like, month? Like, every damn game, bro, is 6-5, 6-4, 8-this, 9-that. I mean, we had a game the other day in the Vancouver-Minnesota game. 3 guys scored hat tricks. I just find it funny that last night was a great game between Edmonton and Boston, but a high-scoring NBA game is bad. Right?
Yeah.
I just find the double standard a little amusing.
Now, let me ask you, all right, so those 3 names they just showed on the board, you know, I get it, McKinnon and Kucherov and McDavid. I understand why they're there. Fair enough. But this guy, look, this league has always been about numbers. And the guy scores, if he scores 77, 80 goals, he's going to win the Hart Trophy because they'll give it to the guy with the most goals as sure as I'm sitting here. And then the other thing was I bet him last night laying a goal and a half and paid off at $1.25. And I didn't ever have a chance to ask you about this because I was on when it happened and you and I haven't seen each other. So Sunday, Jágr, they retired his number and in Pittsburgh at PPG. And I just want to get your thoughts on when I watched Lemieux and Jágr play together in 91 and 92 when they won back-to-back cups. I have never in my life seen a team dominate 2 Stanley Cup finals in a row like they did Minnesota and Chicago in those years. And it was because of Lemieux and Jágr and Tom Barrasso. What did you think of watching him when he was young playing with Le Magnifique, the two of them together with Barrasso?
Well, you know, a special combination, obviously. And I've always thought that Mario Lemieux doesn't get the accolades in the big picture as much as he should. You know, he lived in the shadow of Wayne Gretzky somehow, right? Even though, he went through more than Wayne Gretzky. Mario Lemieux was a bigger dude, not to mention the sickness, the illness that he had, but he was a bigger dude, so he just got mauled and attacked. Gretzky never got touched. Wayne Gretzky, had a free pass to skate around. Yeah. Nobody ever touched him. Mario Lemieux got assaulted, bro. Like, people would cross-check him, slash him. Same thing that Crosby went through playing in Rimouski in a Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. Like, Crosby never got any sort of star treatment. Jágr, his longevity, amazing. How can you not like a guy like Jágr, bro? He's an amazing hockey player. He likes to drink, and he bets on sports, Scott. I mean, I'm sure you probably had a few drinks with him over the years, right? Like, so
I did.
Like, how can you say anything about him? Like, the free-flowing hair and, like, great, great memories. But Mario Lemieux is a badass, but you know this. And Mario's he's not a personable guy, Mario Lemieux. You know what I'm saying? He's not friendly. Let's just call it. He's not a nice guy. Let's just call it out for what it is. I'm just going to cut.
Well, he is very nice.
Sort of.
He's not into. He's very in shy his circle. And quiet. Yeah. And in his circle, he's really a great guy. He's always been great to me. He doesn't like the media. He doesn't like doing interviews. He doesn't
like talking.
Well,
that's why he doesn't get the same accolades, though. That's my whole point. That's why he's not talked about in the same way.
If he would have played, if he didn't have, cancer and a bad back, I think, in my opinion, he would have broken all of Gretzky's records. The guy was 4, 5, 6 points a night. It was unbelievable. I don't ever remember going to a game in his career that he didn't score a goal or have a helper. I mean, the guy was unbelievable. All right, let's shift to baseball. The Dodgers are up 8-0 on the Padres, and they are teeing off on Joe Musgrave, hitting home runs, loading the bases. Every single guy up, it seems to me, has already had at least 5 hits, and they played like 2 innings.
Unbelievable. We just got out of the first and have already hung an 8 spot up. By the way, Ohtani didn't play today either. They didn't even start. Like, they had a couple of starters, the Dodgers. Dude, I thought this would be a low-scoring, ho-hum, first game of the year. Like, honestly, if the Dodgers are going to do this, they're already, imagine the hype, man, coming into the year already. And they're going to murder teams like this in spring training. Wow. 8-0 in the first inning right now. The in-game total, guys, is 18.5 for this game right now.
So you're going to go see Quiet Riot on Saturday. Yes, I know Slagle. Yes, I know Rudy Sarza. And I remember Kevin, their lead singer. I called him Dubai to you earlier.
Yeah, Kevin Dubrow.
Yeah, he died. What is Quiet Riot like now?
Yeah, you know what? They're all kind of past, right? Randy Rhoads, the legendary Randy Rhoads, is the original guitarist of Quiet Riot, so he's obviously no longer with us. Kevin Dubrow, the singer, has passed away. He passed away in 2007. He's no longer with us. Frankie Vinali, the drummer from New York, he passed away years ago as well. So it's just down to Rudy Sarzo right now. But it's kind of cool. It's not one of these sort of, they're not like, hanging on to the past. They just want the music to live. And before everybody died all the time, they said, keep it going, man. You know what I mean? Just keep rocking out there. So you got the drummer of Typo Negative.
Band.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a bunch of New York dudes, bro. You got the drummer of Typo Negative, the singer of the band Love Hate, who's a great vocalist. This guy's been around the rock scene forever. You got Rudy Sarzo, the legendary Rudy Sarzo on bass, Quiet Riot, Ozzy Osbourne, Whitesnake.
Great guy.
Yeah, like just the quintessential metal rock bass player. The guy's still going right now. And the guitarist is a badass as well. That they got. Dude, he played with like LA Guns. It's a bunch of hotshot LA, the metal scene guys doing Quiet Riot tunes. It's good stuff.
Okay, so check out Sports Rage tonight at 10. Check out at Sports Rage on X for all of Gabe's plays in the NBA and NHL tonight in College Rack. Gabe, great stuff. We'll see you again tomorrow on Coast to Coast. Thanks, brother.
Let's rock.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart. I wanted to keep going on some of these college games from last night. St. John's won by 5 over Georgetown in D.C. Now, Pitino had a meltdown the other day talking about how much he hates this season. He's never been so miserable. Talked about his team being miserable, the facilities being miserable. Before that, he complained about NIL being miserable. Then he said there should be a union so that they could pay the players. My man has been losing his mind lately. Here he is walking it back.
Yeah, but I should never, ever mention a name. I'm a veteran coach. I tell every young coach in the business, show class when you win, show class when you lose, give the other team credit. I've been really, really frustrated this year for a lot of different reasons. But understand something. I recruited this man. My staff did not recruit these guys. It was all me. And I'm really, really proud to have them. But I totally apologize to them for doing that. It was no intent. I was very calm, very collected. And I wasn't ripping them. That wasn't my intent. But words matter.
Are you kidding me? This guy went on record. He literally went on record live on television and said that his team sucks and has no talent, no lateral speed. They don't hustle. They don't play hard. They're awful. They're small. And he recruited. It's his team. He brought the entire team to Queens. They are all his choices. And I have said this, Cam, over and over. Nobody wants to hear it. But I am telling you, I put him in the old geezers club. I think Pitino's got to go. I think it's over. I think his days of coaching are over. If he wanted to keep coaching, he should have stayed at Iona. The days of him coaching a big-time program successfully, it's proven a pudding. It's over. He has done a terrible job at St. John's. And if they don't see that, I cannot believe those religious Jesuits – that no one is going to say anything about this guy having this meltdown. I'd be like, you know what? You don't like it here that much? Then get out.
Beat it. I'm with you. That's the thing. You can't walk it back. When you have an emotional response like that, sure, you could forget. You could say, I'm sorry, but are you? Are you really that sorry? You wouldn't have said it in the first place. Great call by you, Pharrell. Stay at Iona. You want to be a big fish in a little pond? Now you're with the big boys. You're getting hammered. Here's the deal, Pitino. I'm with you. You like horses? Go down to Gulfstream and breed horses. That's what you like anyway. You're in the horse racing game? Get out of basketball. Time to go down, race some ponies. There you go.
I don't think Saban is, you know, in his 70s now. I thought he could have kept coaching, but even he realized that it was time to move on and to let somebody else do it. They're doing the same thing at Alabama to that Eli Gold. We'll talk about it later. Their play-by-play announcer. He's an old guy, but he's a legend. He's been doing it forever, and they whacked his ass. They are doing this to old guys. Carroll, Belichick, it's happening everywhere. Vern Lundquist doing his last Masters. I am telling you, I've said this over and over repeatedly over the last several weeks, that once you hit 70, nobody wants you. And then they say, age discrimination. Have a sandwich. It's reality. I said the other day, John Sterling and Susie Waldman, they're awful too. I mean, the guy calls home runs on pop-ups to the second baseman. I mean, he has lost his mind, and they got him doing games, and he's 150 years old. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not tripping. Greensboro beat Western Carolina at home. Clemson rolled Georgia Tech. 81-57. Oak State over Cincy, 80-76. I'm starting to think that Cincinnati team doesn't matter. Richmond, nope. I like. They covered 4 against Rhode Island. JMU wins again, blows out Marshall. South Florida didn't cover, but they beat Texas San Antonio. Memphis over Charlotte. Providence beat Xavier in Cincinnati. They were getting points. They're better than Xavier, and they were giving them like 4 in that game, Cam, and they beat them outright just like they should have. And then I want to ask you about Nebraska beating Indiana by 15. They led by 20 at the half. They were up 51-31 in Bloomington at Assembly Hall. Do you believe another geezer that Mike Woodson has to go at IU because the fan base has turned on Woodson. They had five losses his first 2 years at home. They got five already this season, and they got two home games left against Wisconsin and Michigan State, and they're going to lose both of them. They're going to lose to Penn State on the road. The only game they have a shot at winning of the remaining five is at Maryland, and I'll bet my life they lose that game in College Park because they are atrocious.
You're a Hoosier, Scott. You know, 14 and 12, that's not good enough. This is a storied program that when you see Indiana, they should be competing all the time. The fact that you're a 500 basketball team, even if it is a week in Big Ten, that's unacceptable to me. You're a guy that went to the school. This is basketball you, and it's an absolute joke. I'm with you. Sorry, man. I don't care if you're a nice guy. Nice guys finish last. It's time to move on. This whole thing, it needs a rebranding, buddy. You went there. You talk about Bob Knight when you went there, and now look what the Indiana Hoosier basketball program has become. It's deplorable.
Well, their problem is that they're still living as if, Bob Knight's around. Bob Knight died on November 1st, and this is another one of his offspring. It's Mike Woodson, who was one of Knight's favorite players. So that's why Woodson got the job. They would owe him $12.5 million if they got rid of him. And Indiana has been known to pay for coaches, but they don't like buy out paying coaches and then paying another coach. They're relatively cheap in that department. I think they are afraid to fire Mike Woodson, even though in the back halls of Assembly Hall in an office with the door closed, there are people saying, we got to figure out a way to get rid of this guy. It's not working. And I'll tell you why. Because I see it when I watch every Indiana game. And my kid's going, he's going to transfer to Indiana. He's going to be there next fall from San Diego State. And it's a basketball god. That's all that matters in Indiana is Indiana basketball. And frankly, Purdue basketball, and I could go on and on. Indiana State basketball, high school basketball. It's better than any state in the country. Hands down, I'll argue it till the day is blue. But the reality is when I watch those kids, Cam, in the huddle, during several games now, I have watched every game. You can watch every Indiana game on national television or on the Big Ten Network. They're on every week. Their last game of the season is on CBS. And, they shouldn't be on national television. They're awful. They're playing Michigan State at home, and they're going to lose at home to Michigan State. And when I watch him in the huddle with the kids, the one thing I always notice about kids is whether or not they're listening, and they all are staring off into space. Not one of them cares. No one's intent on listening to him. I think the 7-footer Ware looks like he regrets transferring from Oregon to Indiana. He's miserable. I think there's not one kid on the team that wants to listen to the old man. And I also don't believe anyone on that team, not one guy can shoot. They literally, their best player is a senior that's a hack to begin with. He's not a great basketball player, but he plays at 100% every game, nonstop motor, and that's Trey Galloway. But he's graduating. He's got five games left. He will no more play in the NBA than you and I will. He's finished. His career is over. But he still plays all out, and he plays 39 minutes a game because he cares. And there's not one other guy on that entire team that cares that they are bending over and taking it in the keister every night. And that's when you know you have to fire your coach, no matter how much you have to pay him, Cam.
What's Galloway on, the 8-year plan, Scott? He's been there since I was a teenager.
He gets
anyway,
a lot
I'm going to say this. He sure does. This guy's on fire. He's like Rodney Dangerfield. I love college. I'm going to tell you this. Let's give the Cornhuskers a little bit of love, too. They've beaten a lot of good teams. They look damn good. They're a 19-win team right now. This is not a football school. They've become a basketball school, and they lost Illinois by 3. Take a look at their quality wins this year. They've beaten all the big boys. Nebraska is a very, very sound basketball team, Scott. They deserve credit, and they take care of business.
They're a 10 seed at least right now. They've had several quad 1 and 2 wins. That was their first road win in the Big Ten. It's very hard to win on a road in a Big Ten, but they're a lot tougher when they play in Lincoln. All right. Mississippi State beat Ole Miss. No one cared. Dan Hurley the other night when they got whacked in Omaha by Creighton allegedly threatened a student in the student section leaving the court that he was going to tear his head off. At least Hurley, I got to give him credit. Did you see him put up the Game of Thrones video clip of him walking through the town and all the people throwing rocks and garbage at him? I thought that was awesome.
Dude, I mean, the Hoosiers
go down, hard.
You want to mess with these guys? Like, these are the type of guys. Hey, man, can put a bottle over your head. No, honest to God, the rage that is in there. You said it, Scott. That's some crazy stuff, man. Just don't upset them, or you're going to be paying the price. You might be being in a chalk outline at the end of the night there. Those guys are psychos.
What did you think of the fight in the Southland with A&M Commerce and Incarnate Word? Now, I think Incarnate Word is a church school, and apparently God wasn't at the game because everybody was throwing fists.
That's what I said. I'm like, Incarnate Word, what would Jesus think about this situation here? Yeah. Not very cool against Texas A&M Commerce. What are you guys doing? Where's the collection plate? I put it over a guy's melon.
Jesus.
Okay, anyway, I gotta tell you something though. Jesus is not a big fan. A lot of Bible study coming at that school, and watching those guys throw punches, thank God they don't play hockey. I'll tell you that, because it would have been lights out for everybody on the court.
All right, of all the games, Rutgers, Purdue, SMU at Florida Atlantic, I think Purdue's going to handle Rutgers, no problem. Yeah. The game SMU-FAU, it went from 147 up to like 154 and a hook this morning. We got it at 153 and a hook now. I think of all those games on the board, the best game is SMU and Florida Atlantic tonight down in Boca, Cam.
Great call, Scott. And here's the thing. SMU is one of the hottest teams in the nation. They've won six in a row, man. They're covering numbers. Florida Atlantic, they're sliding, too. Great game.
Ohio State and Minnesota is at Williams Arena in Minneapolis. Do you realize, what are they, 22-3 against the spread?
Yep.
Were you willing to lay the 3.5? I bet it today on the Gophers.
We're with you, buddy. Let's go chomping with the Gophers. Best ATS record in all of college basketball, if you can believe it. I'm going to take it. Ohio State coming off that win against Purdue. Let's roll with the Gophers, buddy. Me and you, Scott. Let's get it done.
I bet the over in the Michigan-Northwestern game in Evanston at 137 and a hook. I think I got it even lower at like 136. Out west late night, you've got the Gauchos against the Anteaters. Who do you like there, Irvine at home?
That's a tough one. Yeah, you know what? I do prefer Irvine. 9.5 is a lot of points in those Big West games, but I'm going to roll with the Anteaters. Oregon, Stanford, that's a dog's breakfast. Lean Stanford in that spot, almost a pick 'em. Scott, are we going to talk about Washington State and Arizona? Could be one of the best games of the night. Wazoo, hottest team in the nation. They've won seven in a row. Arizona's won six in a row. And Washington State beat them 73-70 in Pullman. What a game, buddy. I'll take the 12.5. With the Cougars against the Wildcats, feline battle.
And I like Oregon over Stanford. I think Stanford's a lot like Indiana. They're ass mustard. Gonzaga at Portland. The Zags, I'll tell you what, somebody made a good point to me the other day. I think it was Coach Young. It's simple. If St. Mary's doesn't win that West Coast Conference tournament, they're still going to the NCAA tournament. And if Gonzaga doesn't win the West Coast Conference, they're not going to the NCAA tournament.
That's true, buddy. But I'll tell you, Gonzaga's 120-1, and no one likes them this year. Probably not going to win, but that's a crazy number.
All right, we're back with more C2C. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, as we can continue to watch the first baseball game, the Dodgers are up on the Padres 8-0 in the bottom of the second out in Peoria, Arizona. What a thrill for everyone. I saw a sign behind home plate that said it's the number one city to live, play, and something else. And I'm just like, that can't be accurate, can it?
I just can't. First game of the year, and I got the Padres. I'm down 8 runs in the first inning. Welcome to baseball there, Cam, you stupid.
Tim Anderson is going to the Marlins, and only one guy could break the story. It was Scoop Mish on the early line with Big Ten Ben.
What do you know about what Tim Anderson's status is around MLB?
Yeah, Ben, look, I think that we could get some resolution on this as soon as today. And a lot of things can happen between now and an hour from now or 2 hours from now. But this is, you know, clearly something I'm watching because it has to do with the Marlins. But in my opinion, And again, this could still go a number of different ways, as I do think he's going to end up signing with the Marlins. So I think he'll take over there at shortstop for them for this season. Money in terms of where that is still remains to be seen. And by the way, you know, not official yet or anything like that, but I do think that Anderson is going to be a Marlin.
Well, he was dead right because Anderson did a one-year deal with the Marlins. I got to tell you, though, Cam, Ng left, Jeter left. I mean, I think they have problems in that organization upstairs in the front office, and I'm not buying the Marlins. And they got rid of Soler. I mean, I just don't understand it. And you know what? Tim Anderson got a deal there because nobody else wanted him.
You know what, though, Scott? I think actually Jeter had his heart in it halfway. This team is 22nd in home runs. They don't manufacture runs. Anderson can help them out. They got pretty good pitching, Alcantara and Lizardo. So I think the Marlins, you know what I mean? They have problems scoring runs because they don't hit the long ball. They got to find a way to manufacture runs. I like the signing.
Yeah, I thought Alcantara was awful last year for the Marlins, flat out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.